Joining us now to discuss the NAACP controversy and other political matters is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Good day, Madeline.
Juan, we just heard from Karen's piece that both the president and John Kerry will speak before the Urban League. So how beneficial politically is that for them to do that? And what do you think the president hopes to gain after spurning the NAACP?
Well, I think clearly the president changed his schedule, so he's going out of his way to address the Urban League, and it clearly is in response to the fact that there was some fallout from his decision not to attend the NAACP convention in Philadelphia. The president made that decision on the basis that, you know, the NAACP, Julian Bon, Kwesi Mfumi, the leadership, had become more and more politicized in their approach, not the traditional attempt at appearing to be nonpartisan. But the impact has been that some people identify it as simply a rebuke of a black group, and I think the president therefore feels he can go to the Urban League. He has a greater level of comfort there. It's not as political an organization, much more involved historically in social work, and therefore send the message not only to black and Latino voters, I might mention, Madeline, but also to swing voters, especially white women, who are very interested in the notion that their president would be a compassionate conservative, is the way that President Bush has identified himself in the past.
And the national conventions are just around the corner. Some interesting news this week about the Democratic convention, and that is that one of the party's stars, Hillary Rodham Clinton, will not be speaking.
There was some discussion this week, even after the slate of speakers was announced, as to whether or not there would be some changes. And the change was really to put in an up-and-coming candidate for the Senate, Barack Obama from Illinois, in rather than Mrs. Clinton. And apparently she didn't ask initially to speak. And then when it was put to her, did she want to make an address, she didn't appear to be very enthusiastic about it. But the other part of this is the convention is about John Kerry. And you already have President Clinton speaking on opening night, and he's likely to be the headliner of the week. And so the question becomes, how able is Kerry to cut through all of the Clinton background, all of the other people, including Ted Kennedy, the fact that it's in Boston and it's Kennedy's home turf, all of these other sort of Democratic titans to create an identity of his own. And that's the struggle for the Democrats at this convention, is to say, who is John Kerry, and to make him and his message an alternative to President Bush, rather than simply saying, we're not President Bush.
And more critical news this week about intelligence leading up to the Iraq war, this time from Britain. What's next in terms of reforming the intelligence agencies in this country?
Well, John McLaughlin, the acting CIA director, is out and about giving interviews in a way that his predecessor, George Tenet, never did. And in large part, he's saying, we know we screwed up and we know that reforms are necessary. But they're also lobbying hard not to have this kind of MI5 structure that's used in Britain put in place, which is that there would be one czar of all intelligence, but instead allow the CIA to function as it stands, with maybe more coordination and more ability to speak to politicians, the president, the Senate Intelligence Committee, about how to better coordinate those intelligence activities and how to better make use of people who have contradictory points of view so that the information is better vetted and the quality of the information can be certified as more credible.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, he joins us every Friday. Thanks a lot, Juan.
You're welcome, Madeline.